From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. More Idaho Matters right now. Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy, even when you know it's coming. And it can be even harder when you're the one leaving people behind, which is why some families choose to enlist the help of a death doula. This is a person that provides guidance and support for those facing their final moments. Now, while this role is not necessarily a new one, it is part of a still growing field, one that's becoming more popular as end-of-life care continues to evolve. So joining us now to talk more about this is end-of-life doulas Karen Midlow and Alex Glynn. I want to thank both of you for coming onto the program today.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
So Karen, let me start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about what an end-of-life doula does?
Be happy to. Thank you. An end-of-life doula, the most important thing is that we provide non-medical support. And that can be a whole variety of things. It can be things like helping with funeral planning. It can be help supporting the loved ones. It can be helping with end-of-life education or respite support, helping with final moments or vigil planning, honest discussions, legacy work, and grief and loss. It can be whatever it needs to be to support the dying person and their family and loved ones. Mm. It looks different for each person because each person is unique and different.
So Karen, how did your organization, which is End of Life Doulas Idaho, get started?
It started a year ago, and thank you for the question. So a year ago, I was trained by Anelda, which is one of the places that offers education. And I went and talked with Cody over at Doctor's Hospice and told him what I was up to. And he offered me an opportunity to write in an article for the Senior Blue Book to let people know what was a doula and to start educating people. And at that point, I said, I can't do this by myself. So I enlisted other doulas that I met in my class. And then the amazing part, Gemma, was I started meeting doulas all over the place. And so I wanted to provide a place where people in Idaho could find a doula that worked for them. We all are very different and we all offer different things. And so we wanted it to be a place where they could choose the doula that worked with their thoughts and beliefs.
So Alex, let me bring you into the conversation. What drew you to this profession?
I think like most of us, we hear the term death doula and some of us just instinctively lean in. I think some of us naturally are drawn to supporting people in times of transition or change. And all of the doulas that are a part of our organization want to make something that has a bit of a taboo or stigma or even just unanswered questions that leave it feeling a little scary to touch. We want to support our community in that. And we have the desire to lean in and come alongside people, regardless of if it's the terminally ill person or their family members, or even someone who isn't facing a terminal diagnosis, but is just dealing with the really big concept of mortality and helping deal with some of the anxiety around death by pre-planning and bringing agency back to it. I think a lot of us are just drawn to work that makes a difficult topic easier to touch. And we want to support our community in getting comfortable and normalizing some of these conversations. So I think like a lot of us, we heard the term death doula, we heard the term end of life care, and we leaned in. There was a natural curiosity for a lot of us. Mm.
So Alex, why have some folks hired you? I mean, what have been some of the reasoning as to why they've decided, you know what, I want this service?
So a lot of the gateways into client work has been through grief. And when they realize the scope of death work, as Karen was mentioning, we will do, a lot of doulas do everything from pre-planning all the way to some of us do post-mortem body care. We help our clients come up with what's called final disposition. So essentially what happens to your body after you die. And some of the things that we want to offer our clients are really creative and they look like the person. They look like the dying person. I think we want to see our clients in their death. We want our clients for things to feel unique. We want the process to feel like them so that something that we've never done before. None of us have ever had the opportunity to practice dying, unless you've had a near-death experience, but none of us have had that opportunity to practice. And so we want it to look and feel like you, because it can be a little overwhelming and scary. And there is like a sense of vulnerability and loss of control. So in terms of why someone hires us, I've had clients who are dealing with death anxiety who aren't necessarily terminal, who say, I think pre-planning or at least having these conversations with a professional will help me deal with some of the feelings that are coming up. And a lot of doulas are great at honest conversation and processing and education. And again, all the way up until active dying and like actual support, just like a birth doula through the process.
So Karen, how is what you do different than, let's say, hospice care?
Great question. We get that over and over a lot, Gemma. The difference is hospice, we work with hospice. We work with palliative care. We're partners with them. Hospice is covered under Medicare, and they have certain guidelines and statistics or certain things that they need to follow. We are, at this point in time, not covered under any kind of Medicare. We're a private pay. And we are there to offer long-time support. Not that hospice isn't, but we've got the time to spend with the clients. And unfortunately, hospice has guidelines from the government of how much time they can spend with each client. We love to partner with hospice. And I actually was on a call last night and I'm learning more in the East Coast. A lot of the doulas are being hired by hospice because they are getting so many clients, they can't keep up with them all. And they know that the doulas can go in and do the things that they do. Non-medical, of course, we don't do anything where we, as someone suggested, we don't put gloves on. So anything medical, we don't do that. But Gemma, the most important, interesting statistic is in 2034, they're expecting to be more people over 65 than 18. So we are coming up to a real caregivers crisis. And so we need all hands on deck to help our aging population to die the best that they can. So we love partnering with hospice and we look forward to doing that more. I think they're still a little bit nervous about us. They think we want to take their jobs. We absolutely do not. We want to put our arm with them and partner to do the best to take care of the clients.
So, you know, losing people that you love is extremely difficult. And I suspect that even though you are professionals in death care, I would think that some of these losses must be hard on you. So I'm curious, both of your thoughts on this. And Alex, I'll start with you. I mean, how do you deal with that aspect of the job?
You know, I think anyone who does this work naturally has the desire to take something that's difficult and learn how to integrate it into their lives. And so while regular rest and recovery and doing things that fill us back up is important, I think simultaneously we learn from the clients that we have and integrating those lessons back into our own personal lives, talking about conversations that are age appropriate with our own children, with our families, and creating a legacy that's personal to us from our clients' lives feels like honoring them and continuing their story and their memory. And so when we have a particularly hard client, I mean, I sit with that, I get curious about what's coming up for me. And then I create a practice in my regular life that integrates what was offered through that client. And I think, again, in that way, the people that we love and take care of never die. They live within us and they continue to teach us, and those lessons go on generation after generation. And I think it just creates this legacy. So I think there's just this natural desire to pull in our work and pull in and caretake in that way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so Karen, any thoughts about on your part?
You know, this sounds a little bit bizarre, but when I had my children, the birth of my children, when I saw them for the first time and I experienced that love, that's just, I think anyone that's had a child can understand. I have that same feeling when I'm with someone in death. It's almost just an opportunity to appreciate life, the beauty of life. And so there's something very spiritual, very moving to me being with people at the end of life. And it's a real gift to be with someone when they take their last breaths. I recently had a friend who died and I was able to help wash the body. And there was something very sacred about it. And the other thing is, part of having this group of organization, we can pick up the phone and call each other and support each other. I had one of the doulas calling me this morning, having some issues and wanted to talk it through. So I think having the support in our community as a whole helps us, helps me.
And Karen, the End of Life Doulas of Idaho has a monthly meeting for the community, and this is where you're helping to educate and connect people. So can you tell us a little bit more about this? Because I know you have another one coming up, I believe, next week.
Yes, we do. Oh, thank you. I'd love to tell you about it. So I've been involved with the Death Cafe here in Boise, which happens every quarter. And the doulas got together and we talked about, we love going to the Death Cafe. It's an international organization. But the thing that we felt like falls short is we wanted to be able to educate people. So Living with Death, we offer the second Wednesday of every month. And we are so grateful for our friend Clark Thompson over at All Steps Persons Funeral Home, who's opened his space for us. And we have conversations every month. And this month's conversation is actually talking with the funeral director and getting walking behind the scenes and understanding the funeral home. And the reason is we want to have the conversations with people, open conversations, get people comfortable talking about it, because we live in this culture that we think if we talk about it, it's going to happen. And we want people to be able to talk about their feelings and not be so afraid. So every month we have a different topic, and we have a something where we can educate, and then we get together and let people talk about what they're experiencing.
Well, I want to thank both of you so very much for taking time today to talk to us a little bit more and to educate us about this. We've been talking with end-of-life doulas Karen Midlow and Alex Glenn about the important role death doulas play in so many people's lives. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.